The Lord is truly with us, Heart Dwellers. It is August the 16th, 2015, and I got a chance to get a lot of rest today. So I'm all nice and refreshed and catching up on recording. And if I didn't get to all your emails, I'm sorry. But it's either one or the other for me. So here I am. Tonight in worship, I felt very much the goodness of the Lord and how patient he's been with me and how good he's been to me. Oh, Lord, you've been so good to me. I don't know what to say. You brought me into the work I've always wanted to do ever since you revealed yourself to me. Thank you will never say enough. And he replied, he said, but your obedience does. But even that I owe to you, Lord. Yes, it is true, even that you do owe to me. And words will never express how much you mean to me, Claire. Yes, but my passion does. I know that's what you're saying in your heart. And it was. When he was saying that, I was thinking that his passion has revealed how much he loves me. Your patience with me, Lord, is unbelievable. Your patience and mercy are absolutely stunning and beyond anything I can say. Most would never believe it, that anyone could be so patient and merciful, let alone God Almighty. Well, that's part of your job that you're talking about now, so that all can see just how compassionate and patient I've been with you. Oh, and even beyond that, what I suffered before you finally said yes to me, what I suffered seeing you flailing around from sin to sin, dark alley to dark alley, knowing you would never find me there. I had to swoop down and take you to myself. Well, yes, you certainly did do that. Well, patience is what I want to talk about tonight. All of you have so much to learn about patience. Very rarely are things transformed overnight, unless they've been building to that end for a very long time, such as the rapture and your conversion, Claire. It happened suddenly, but you waited a very long time. How long was it? 12 years? Yes, I think so, Lord. And those 12 years, though they were dark and hopeless, served a very important purpose in the scheme of things. They served to temper you and reveal the depths of despair and emptiness of the world and all its answers, even its accumulated answers in the philosophy and various religions of man. Still, they were all without the final buck stops here answers. So now as you wait, my brides, your patience is proving you and glorifying you, refined as gold, 7 times in the fires. Your charity and willingness to wait yet a while longer while I accomplish my ends proves your love for me. But I have spoken enough about that. What means most to me here is your patient endurance. For you have need of patience, that after you've done my will, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and I will come. I will not tarry. No, my beloved ones, I will not tarry. And every opportunity that you had to do good on the earth will end. Every sacrifice will be totaled. Every record kept will be finalized, and thus your reward will be safe with me. But what if you have not labored? What if you have not sacrificed, but played and wasted time on your own pleasures? What then will you have to show for your lifetime on earth? What if you've lived for yourself and your own family? Do you consider this each day? Do you keep a tally? No, perhaps not, but I do. I miss nothing. All gets written in the great book. I don't even miss the disposition of your heart. Uh-oh. My disposition is not always that good. Thank the Lord, he's working with me. He continued, I make note of your willingness to endure to the end of a task set before you. When all seems dull, lifeless, and boring to your taste, but others are greatly edified. Yes, I keep track of that. When you deny yourself or go out of your way for others. Yes, oh yes, I notice that. When you quell a harsh word and refuse to give vent to your anger. This too is written down. When you chastise and correct your own hard attitude, repenting for your lack of patience and charity. Yes, I recognize and record this as well. Do you realize I spend the whole day writing about you in my book? Consider what is on those pages. Are there things you will be proud of when the ledger is opened and they are read aloud? Make every minute of your life count, my bride. Do not spare the rod on yourself. Do not spare the rod on yourself, but pull your unrighteousness and flesh down to the dust. Chastise yourself, and I will not have to correct you. I love what you say, Claire. Tell them, please. I would rather be beaten by a drunken rascal than chastised by the Lord. He always gets me right where I live, that place that is the most tender. And he goes on here. Yes, that's the point, isn't it? Where you live. Are you living in charity and forgiveness, or rancor and bitterness? Do you willingly seek to make amends for bad behavior? Or do you pretend it didn't do any damage and just keep on walking? Do you consider the suffering you inflict on your brother by your words and attitudes? Or do you ignore it? All of these things are important to me, my love. I need you to spread love and forgiveness wherever you go. When you hurt others, I need you to make amends. This is important to me, and I do write these things down. But what about the sins that we confess, Lord? Do you keep a record of those, the ones we truly repent of? If you confess your sins, did I not promise? I am faithful and righteous to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Yes, I know that to be true, but what about the record? Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I remove them, Claire, never to be brought up again, unless there is a specific reason for edification. Why would I want to keep dirty diapers lying around, Good point, Lord. What I'm trying to do here is to stir you up, my love. You are in need, badly in need, I might add, of patience. You wear yourself out with your impatience with others. It drains you. Your impatience in my coming, your impatience with yourselves. Yes, I'm speaking to you, all my breathtaking beauties. You are all guilty of impatience. With your brother, with yourself, with me. Impatience accomplishes nothing. It makes you restless. You go about looking for other consolations, other distractions, anything to fill the void left by your impatience. Curiosity and impatience are one of the biggest hooks in the enemy's tackle box. They're the perfect bait to draw you off course. Even if only by one degree, that variance works on your mind and your confidence is eroded. Consider your curiosity with the timing of the rapture and all the experts who have painstakingly researched and reasoned an argument into perfect sense. Yet it is still the babbling of man. It still does not approach the perfection and mystery of your God. Yes, I love to do things in seasons, but I also love surprises. I like to be trusted, but I don't like to be pigeonholed. I like to give you clues like the rungs on the ladder, but I hate being confined in a plywood box. Of late, you have invested so much time in satisfying your curiosity that had you invested it instead in feeding the homeless, your halo would be glowing and not a dull gray. Don't get me wrong, I love the way you watch for me. But wasting time endlessly chasing what I told you could never be predicted. Well, that does not look so good when written down and tallied. Lord, are you saying the same thing to us all over again, but in a different way? I'd love to talk with you, my bride. And Claire, some things truly bear repeating. Well, thank you for making the crickets louder. I love to listen to their song at night. They are worshiping me. Yes, they respond to temperature, but they have that little God spark that returns praise to their Creator. I adore them. They're so very little in the scheme of things, but have made an enormous impact on the senses of men, precisely because they do praise me, yet you know it not. Yes, I love to talk with you, Claire. I love to talk with all of you. Pray that your tuners will get adjusted to my frequency. May I say there's not one who's listening to this video right now who I have not spoken to? That's right. I'm telling you, every one of you has heard me in your heart. Every single one. You just didn't recognize my voice. You think Claire is some kind of privileged character? Well, she's not. I have visited every one of you. You just didn't assign that thought to me. That's what I mean about tuning. Oh, if only I could get you to understand one thing. It is my will that all of you hear me. That is my perfect will. And the sooner you receive that word in faith, the sooner you'll be able to hear me. Back to patience. Truly, I have written everything necessary about patience in my book. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for my coming is near. In this moment, you have only to ask of me for more patience, and I will give it to you. Yes, the harvest is ripening. Yes, the storehouse is being filled. And if you wait until the very last kernel is taken into the barn, you will be greatly rewarded with stamina and strength. You will not have wasted your energy on frustration and fretting. Rather, you will be busy doing your part in the harvest, kernel by kernel. Even if your part is only sacrifice, prayer, and suffering, that is fueling much of the ripening of the fruit. You are presenting an example of endurance to your brothers and sisters. Your virtue shall not be overlooked or go unrewarded. To each as you have sown, shall I give to you your share of the glory that shall come to reside within you and shine brightly to all around. Yes, you shall be glorified, both in body and soul. Well, enough for now, my beloveds. Tend to your patient endurance. Cultivate an attitude of resting without frustration and waiting without results. Trust me, I have all the concerns you carefully stored away and protected until the day you return to me.